Crisp fall weather has arrived, which means deer season is upon us. The Missouri Department of Conservation and the Conservation Federation of Missouri are encouraging Share the Harvest. It's a program which allows hunters to feed hungry Missourians with deer meat. I spoke with Russell Duckworth, the Protection Regional Supervisor at MDC, about how people can hunt to help. Hello, Russell.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
So tell me about the Share the Harvest program.
Well, the Share the Harvest program was set up several years ago as a way to provide good, healthy, lean meat to needy folks. And it allows the hunters who are actively hunting to provide that opportunity to people who may not otherwise have the ability or opportunity to go out and harvest a deer themselves.
All right. And so we have lots of hunters in Southeast Missouri. What do they need to know about how to participate in the program?
Well, the first thing that I would suggest that they do is pick up a copy of our deer and turkey hunting brochure for 2017. And when they get in that brochure, if they refer to pages 64 and 65, it will give them a list of Share the Harvest processors. Not every meat processor out there is going to be set up with the Share the Harvest program. So they have to go to one of these Share the Harvest processors to be able to participate in the program. So that's a first step. Secondly, we want people to understand that, hey, this opportunity is there through all of the deer hunting seasons, whether that is archery season, the youth firearm season, which the early portion starts this weekend, the regular portion of deer season in November, the alternative method season, all of those seasons, they're all open with this opportunity to participate and Share the Harvest. So we want people to know that, hey, those donations can be taken into these processors at any point through there. If you give the entire deer, you make a whole deer donation to the program, part of the cost to process that deer is going to be covered. In some areas, it is completely covered. In some areas, it's only partially covered. The program is mostly administered by the Conservation Federation of Missouri and the Conservation Department, but there are also other companies throughout the state that also will sponsor the cost of processing that deer in areas. So there will be a charge to have the deer processed for the program, but most, if not all of that cost is going to be covered when you go in there, so it's not going to cost you anything if you make a whole deer donation.
All right. And so is the program limited to only deer meat?
Only open to deer meat, yes.
So the program started back in 1992. What outcomes have you all seen with this program in Southeast Missouri?
You know, I don't have an exact number, but I will tell you that we have food pantries and charitable organizations throughout Southeast Missouri that take advantage of this opportunity to provide that meat to their local folks who need that good lean meat. This program has been going on for 25 years now, and in that time it has affected a lot of people.
So I don't want to scare anyone from utilizing the Share the Harvest program, but chronic wasting disease, also known as CWD, might be a concern in a few Missouri counties with deer meat. How can people stay safe with the program?
All of the deer that are taken in from those counties that have had chronic wasting disease occur there are going to be tested before it goes into the Share the Harvest program. So we want people to know that we're doing everything that we can to ensure the safety of the meat that goes through that program. So again, all of those deer that are taken in for Share the Harvest are going to be tested for chronic wasting disease before it's processed to ensure that it is disease-free.
All right. Is there anything else that hunters might need to know?
Well, we just want folks to be careful, have a safe season this year. There's going to be lots of people afield deer hunting in addition to the other seasons that are opening up. So we want people to know that hunting is a safe sport, and we want folks to be safe while they're afield.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.